Book 2, Catching Ophelia. Morning. Chapter 1, New Orleans, Summer, Monday, 9:40 a.m. The girls sat in the coffee shop in the student union. Oliver was tied outside, panting in the summer heat and humidity. His rope leash was looped around a large cypress tree, and his big, stupid maw was smooshed on the pavement in the shade next to a water bowl. There was probably some kind of waiver for service dogs that could have let him stay in the cool air conditioning with her, but she was just going to be here for a half hour or so. He'd be fine. Sinclair usually got coffee in the student union on the way to his office from his 8 a.m. counseling theory class. It was the summer term, and classes met more frequently in a more condensed format. He usually had appointments scheduled on Mondays before teaching adjustment and personal growth in the afternoon, basically an introduction to psychology course. It was a large class, about 200 students. So, if she missed him here in the student union, she could always sneak into the back of the classroom. It had stadium seating, and it was easy to hide in the crowd. She sipped her iced coffee and thought about how it was much easier than following him all around the city, playing guessing games to figure out where he was at any given minute. Well, at least it gave him more stability in his libido and relationships, which was fine by her. She'd had enough of strip clubs and Bourbon Street. Her hair was dark brown now and cut short into a pixie style. She wore athletic shorts with a little pink giraffe on the corner on the hem, Converse sneakers, and a thin blue t-shirt to stay cool in the heat. The blue canvas knapsack had been replaced with a more stylish blue and black Timbuktu messenger bag with a seatbelt buckle. She looked the part of a college student. She was exhausted and ready to be done with the heat of New Orleans. It was so stifling. The coolness of the air conditioning was actually giving her a chill. Maybe her absent-minded professor would get his shit figured out. Unlikely, she thought. She was keenly aware that this had just officially become the longest-running assignment that she ever had. There would be no Employee of the Month plaque for her. Here he was. He turned the corner with an audience in tow. This time, it was his graduate assistant and some other random student. She eyed them from across the room and rolled a blue-green marble between her fingers. She thought they were probably talking about some kind of counseling nonsense. The random student in question had dark hair that was tied tight in a bun. She wore an old style of cat-eye glasses and a floral skirt with a white blouse. She was probably 18, but dressed like 40. She was bubbly and talked excitedly to Sinclair. The TA, on the other hand, she had seen her before. As a graduate student of Sinclair's, she was kind of hard to miss. She was tall, well over 6 feet, with long red hair. What was her name? Clara. She helped him with grading and research writing. She thought Clara was also the assistant coach of the girls' volleyball team. Great. She picked up her bag and finished her iced coffee in a long swallow and headed to the door. This wouldn't work with the two of them here and Sinclair distracted. That sure hadn't changed. She tossed the cup in the trash can by the door and went to gather Oliver until it was time for Sinclair's afternoon class. And it began again.